Well, good morning. I'm Rick Slatchford. It's time for another week and time for another day page, a Monday edition. Over the weekend, President Obama framed his response to the Edward Snowden mess, which he has called a mess. He said that Edward Snowden went ahead and released all that stuff and messed everything up. Well, well, them's the breaks. The problem is that Mr. Obama seems to feel that the current situation with domestic surveillance is non-negotiable. And he glosses right over it like, well, my question is, how can I make the American people more comfortable about this? He really doesn't get it. One of the central issues here is, should there be domestic surveillance at all? And is it legal? Well, the legality will now be debated in the halls of Congress. Beyond that, I obviously think the answer is no. And Mr. Obama is certainly leaving no room for that position. Eric Holder, the Attorney General, who was also embroiled in the whole NSA mess, is set to announce today that low-level nonviolent drug offenders with no ties to gangs or large-scale drug organizations will no longer be charged with offenses that impose severe mandatory sentences. That could be the tip of the iceberg as far as dealing with marijuana laws. State laws, of course, are running contrary to federal laws that have marijuana as one of the most dangerous drugs in the nation. Whereas many states are considering legalizing pot, and two states have, Colorado and Washington State. So there are quite a few sea changes that the Obama administration is being faced with. Well, let's see. Here's an article in the Washington Post. The Obama administration and the U.S. intelligence community, under growing public pressure to justify the National Security Agency's domestic surveillance capabilities, have finally offered up a piece of evidence for their case that the program to track Americans' phone call metadata is necessary in order to protect national security. A series of wire transfers worth $8,500 in all from San Diego to Somalia in 2008. Well, the case is more significant than it sounds, but not by much. The money sent by 36-year-old cab driver named Basali Moalan, or something like that, who'd been previously injured during fighting in Somalia, allegedly went to senior members of an al-Qaeda allied terrorist group in Somalia called Al-Shabaab. That would be material support of terrorism, a serious crime, but it's not much relative to the vast extent and scope of the NSA's snooping programs. Still, amazingly, senior intelligence officials have offered it as their primary example of the unique value of a national security agency program that collects tens of millions of phone records from Americans. Quite likely illegally, depending on who's making the judgment there. That seems a little like justifying the installation of thousands of traffic cameras at every major intersection in the United States by arguing that one of them once caught someone speeding 5 years ago. Opponents of the program are not really convinced. The notion that this case would be used to justify a mass collection of data is mind-boggling, considering it's $8,500 that went to Somalia. Senator Mark Udall, Democrat of Colorado, also argued that this single case is not really sufficient for justifying the NSA's program allowing it to track U.S. phone users' metadata. Udall has been a critic of the NSA's domestic programs. There's really no reason why NSA needed to have its own database containing the phone records of millions of innocent Americans in order to get the information related to Moalan, the senator told the Post. It could have just as easily gone directly to the phone companies with an individualized court order, which would have been more legal. And I think we'll leave it there for Monday in the interests of brevity. I would have the salute to coffee, except that my coffee is not in the studio at the moment, and I think I really need to find it. So what I have to say for now is that I'll be back tomorrow for another Turn of the Day page, and I hope you'll join me for that. And Day Page is a production of Radio InfoWeb. And its executive producer is Peter Patriot. The producer is Minka Bido. See you tomorrow.